Well, I've enjoyed the worship time this morning. Thank you for letting me be a part and a good listener.
我很高兴呢，在今天的早上的这个敬拜，能够让我在其中也能够享受到很多的乐趣。
The choir director at the church that I'm pastoring has been trying to convince me to join the choir.
在我服侍的这个教会里面，他们曾经的尝试让我来加入这个合唱团。
I love singing and I love to hear you sing the praises of God's word.
我喜欢唱歌，我也喜欢听歌，然后我也很享乐在各位的歌声当中。
I'm not sure that over all of these past weeks that you would remember all of the things that I have tried to teach you from God's Word.
我不晓得说你们会不会记得我以前就是曾经在这里讲过的道。
A number of weeks ago, though, I asked you the question, is God good all the time?
在前几周里面，我曾经呢提出一个挑战，让你们来决定说到底神是好的还是不好的。
And that's exactly the answer you gave, and that's exactly the thing that we've been teaching, that God is good all of the time.
然后呢，这弟兄回答，这是他是说的确正是的，这个就是我们在教导里面的神的确是美好的。
But we do realize in life's experiences that there are times that we feel overwhelmed.
但是我们在人生的过程里面，我们的确曾经经历到很多不堪重担。
It may be things that happen at home, it may be in our job, it may be in our community.
这些事情也许发生在我们的家庭，也是在职场，或者在我们社区当中。
It might even be in the way that we schedule things that, as activities for our life.
或许也许是在我们这个尝试计划的事情里面发生。
This morning I want to address, are you living the overwhelmed life or an overflowing life?
今天我要跟你们分享的是，你生活是在这个不堪重担还是喜乐满意的世界里面。
As a matter of fact, I need to share with you a personal experience that happened just in these last days that would express being overwhelmed.
然后我就想要分享我这过去的一个生活的经验，来尝试的来告诉大家生活是不堪重担还是喜的。
Over the past week, I've had to take my wife to the doctor on several occasions.
过去几周里面，我必须要带我的太太 Martha 去医院里面好几次。
She was experiencing some abdominal pain.
她发生了很多次的腹痛。
And the doctor cared for her very patiently and effectively.
那个医生呢，对她的这个治疗是非常的这个有耐心的，而且是非常有效的。
As a matter of fact, on Friday, after we had visited the doctor on two other occasions, Martha was feeling much better.
而且在上周五的时候呢，经过了去拜访这个医生之后呢，Martha 的感觉到比较好了。
But yesterday morning at 5 o'clock, she woke me up.
但是呢，昨天的早上五点的时候，她叫醒了我。
And she said, "I'm hurting badly. You need to take me to the hospital right away."
她告诉我说，我现在感到非常的疼痛，你必须要立刻带我到医院去。
Now, at that point, I have to tell you, I was feeling overwhelmed.
在这个时候，我必须要诚实的告诉你，这个时候我感觉到非常的重担在我的身上。
Let me tell you why I was feeling overwhelmed.
让我来告诉你，为什么我会有这样的感受呢？
I had two funerals yesterday to officiate.
昨天我刚好完成了两个葬礼。
I needed to be there on time, and nobody else could take my place to do it.
因为昨天我必须要在那里，因为没有其他人可以代替我。
So I called my daughter-in-law, and I said, "Can you come and take your mother-in-law to the emergency room?"
所以我就打电话给我的这个女婿，跟她讲说，你能不能带你的这个岳母去医院？
I spent the entire day doing the funerals that I had committed myself to do.
所以我昨天整天都是在从事这个葬礼的活动，然后一直尝试的让我感觉到心理压力非常的大。
I checked into the emergency room with them on, at times when there was breaks and I was able to make a telephone call.
然后我在中场的时候呢，在葬礼中场的时候有时间，我就是打电话来跟这个紧急的这个医院里面来查看我太太的情况如何。
They were treating her very well.
他们治疗她非常的好。
And going through all the tests that were needed to determine just what was causing the severe abdominal pain.
然后通过各样的医院的测试来证实说啊，只是严重的这个腹痛而已，没有其他的。
It was around 4 o'clock when I finished the last funeral service that I called, and they said the decision has been made that she has to have emergency surgery.
然后呢，四点的时候呢，然后呢，我在结束我的葬礼的服侍之后呢，我就打电话到医院去，然后医院确定就是说呢，他可能需要一个这个手术。
Brothers and sisters, I was feeling overwhelmed.
当时呢，我就是感觉到是天昏地暗的一个重担就压在我身上。
I hurried to the hospital.
我赶到医院。
And spent the next several hours until about 9 o'clock last night waiting for the surgery to take place.
然后我在医院待，一直待到晚上九点，等到整个的手术结束。
But it didn't happen.
但是它并没有发生。
As a matter of fact, 30 minutes ago when I called the hospital, she's still waiting to go into surgery.
然后呢，其实上并没有结束那个这个手术，一直到前30分钟前，我打电话给他，打到医院，这个还在等待进入手术。
Once again, I felt a sense of overwhelm.
再次我感觉到非常的。
It's Sunday. I've committed myself to the brothers and sisters over in Elk Grove.
然后呢，是今天我又承诺了我弟兄姊妹来到这里讲道。
But I know that God is good all of the time.
但是我确信神是可以的。
And I'm here today at this moment, this hour, with great confidence that God is taking care of Martha.
然后我在这里，在这个时间，我确认神会好好的照顾 Martha。
And God knew all the time that I needed to be here to share God's word with you.
而且神深知道说我必须要在这个时间来分享神的话语。
Now I want to suggest to you that there are two ways in which we can approach life.
我现在要给各位建议两个方式来关于对于人生的。
The first way that we can approach life is the shortage mindset.
然后第一个方式是我们只是策略人生的一个非常短暂的一个心理的状态。
In other words, the attitude is I will never have enough.
那个态度就是我从来不够。
And I'll never feel a sense of being full and overflowing.
And 我从来是没有一个被充满的感觉。
The Bible uses some interesting words when it talks about people who have a shortage mindset.
圣经上面有这些章节来描述这种呢短暂的一个心理状况。
The Bible uses the word lacking, waiting, and need.
圣经上用这一种的迟延、等待，还有就是缺乏。
When you hear those words, they just kind of ring a sense of being overwhelmed.
当你听到这些话语字词的时候，就是有一个感受到你是已经是有一些重担在你身上了。
I'm reminded of the story in 2 Kings when the prophet Elisha was amongst the people who had just gone through a large famine.
这在列王记下的第二篇里面呢，他以利亚，先知以利亚，他有一段的故事。
They had been overwhelmed. There was not much grain. There was not much food for the people to have.
这里面发生了饥荒，但是没有这个先知的忧愁，没有足够的粮食。
The Bible tells us in this 4th chapter that there was a group of people that gathered around the prophet Elisha to talk to him about the need.
然后呢，这里面说到了有一群人围着这个先知，然后来告诉他们说他们没有食物。
On that very day, there was some people who brought in some grain and some loaves of bread that they brought to the prophet Elisha.
然后这里这个时候呢，有一些人呢带了一些粮食跟这个面包来到了以利亚的这个身上。
Elisha said to the servants, "Feed the people who are here."
以利亚就将这些面包发下去给这些需要的人。
But the servants responded to him, "There is not enough for us to feed all of the people."
但是这些群仆这些侍工说，我们还是不够，还是缺乏，没有办法喂饱这所有的人。
You see, their focus was on the fact that there was limited resources.
您看到这里面说到的，就是说我们当要供给的时候给的时候，但是这些资源是有限的。
They looked at what was lacking.
他们看到的就是说我们还缺一些东西。
The result was there would not be enough.
然后这个结果是会不够的，不足的。
And people today who are overwhelmed with this type of mindset are experiencing the same attitude. There's never enough.
然后所以说这让现在的人感觉到的这种被压的这个重担的时候，就是同样的感受，他们就是觉得还不够。
But as you read the story in that fourth chapter, you see that there was more than enough.
然后你看了这读了这四个章节的时候，你真正的看得到圣经上描写的实际上是够的。
Not only did Elisha feed all of the people, but there was food left over to feed other people who had a need as well.
因为这里不仅是以利沙用这些的粮食去喂饱了所有的人，而且还有粮食还有剩可以去提供给其他的人。
I suggested to you a moment ago there was two ways to approach living or approach life.
我刚才提供了有两个方式来关于我们如何面对人生。
One is a shortage mindset.
一个是一个不足的一个人生。
The second way to approach life is a surplus mindset.
第二个这个方式面对人生是一个有富足充裕的人生。
That mindset simply says, God has more than I'll ever need.
这个第二个这个方式就是说呢，神提供我们足以够我们用的。
You see, the focus is on unlimited resources that God has.
如果你是看在这个有限的一个资源上面，
the result is an overwhelming life.
这个结果就是你的重担一直在你的身上。
That is overflowing.
然后从这里面另外一个就是你充满了满足。
You remember the words of the 23rd Psalm in the 5th verse, it says, My cup is full and running over.
你记得在圣经上23章第五节说，我的杯是满的。
It reminds me of a little chorus that I learned when I was a kid in Sunday school.
在我小的时候，我从主日学里面学到一件事情。
It went something like this. My cup is full and running over. Running over since the Lord has saved me.
我的杯是满的，满意的，然后一直满，一直满，一直到神来到救我。
I'm as happy as can be.
我可以快乐的如同我现在。
My cup is full and running over.
我的杯是满意的，一直是 full.
You see, when our mindset in life is living with the surplus that God has everything and more than we need.
如果我们的生活的态度是我的生活是充裕的，然后神提供我所有一些所需要的时候，
we can say with the psalmist, "My cup is full and running over."
我们就可以大声的说，我的杯是满意的，而且可以满一直满出来。
You may ask the question, "What is the cup?"
你问，也许会问了一个问题，什么是你的杯呢？
The cup that the psalmist refers to is your life.
这个杯在诗篇里面的这个借喻就是说，这个就是你的生活。
He says that God's goodness fills our life to overflowing.
神的好跟善一直在你的生活里面，一直到满溢出来。
In John, the 10th chapter, it says, I've come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly.
然后在这个约翰福音第十章里面，他讲到的就是说呢， so, 我的生活里面有充满了许多。
Brothers and sisters, God doesn't want us to live overwhelmed.
这弟兄姐妹，神并不需要我们活在一个缺乏跟一个负完全负重担的一个生活
下。He wants us to live overflowing.
他希望我们能够活在一个满意、充满的一个生活里面。
So how would I define the overflowing life?
那我如何发现我的生活是一个充满福的这个生活呢？
This simple little definition.
这里有一个很小小的一个定义在这里。
To be filled beyond capacity. To be filled beyond capacity.
Which one?
No, I'm just that's a statement.
Okay. 如果是你在充满了在你的能够容量的中间。
The definition of an overflowing life is to be filled beyond capacity with endless supply.
然后这个充满的意思就是在你可以容纳之间里面超过你的可以容纳之间这。的供给
of God's goodness.
这里面就代表是神的善跟良。
Can I go back to the call I made to Martha about 30 minutes before the service here started?
我们可以回想到刚刚我们他讲到的30分钟之前我们打电话给 Check 跟 Martha 的情况。
She says to me, tell the people at the church.
他告诉我说告诉我们教会的人
God is good all the time.
神是好的一直都是。
She said, tell the people at the church, I'm praying for them today.
而且他告诉我说，告诉教会的人，他为所有的教会的人祷告。
When your cup is overflowing, your attention isn't on yourself.
当你的杯是满的时候
，but it's on God.
是 and 充满出来。
And what He wants to give to you.
And 他所希望提供给你的。
In the Bible, it says that God has provided us more than we'll ever need.
And 在圣经上写的，神提供给我们多过我们能所想要的。
And He will give us an overflowing life.
然他会给我们一个无比满意的生活。
Well, let me give you some habits that you can form this week.
那我现在给你一些生活的习惯，你可以去慢慢的来做，在这个礼拜里面。
I believe these habits will help you to experience the overflowing life.
我相信这些行为，你可以让你体验到所谓的福杯满溢的一个生活。
First is to stay connected to Jesus every day.
第一个就是说，你必须要跟耶稣基督连接在一起。
It means that we meditate in His Word.
那就是说，我们要时常心中冥想他的话语。
We take time to pray.
我们花时间去祷告。
Jesus says that He is the vine and we are the branches.
耶稣说他是枝干，我们是这个树枝啊，他是葡萄树，我们是。
When the branches are connected to the vine,
当这些枝节跟这个藤树结合在一起的时候
，The Bible says we will be overflowing with fruit.
然后这个圣经上写的，当我们连接的时候，我们就可以提供出来。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that good news?
弟兄姐妹，这难道不是一个很好的消息吗
？That's the kind of life that I want to live.
这就是这样的生活，我想要的生活。
Someone said, "I want to live so close to Jesus."
有人说我想要的生活是接近耶稣基督。
That the dust from His feet rub off on me.
从他的脚一直到我这边。
So the first habit.This week, to begin with, is staying connected to Jesus.
所以从这个开始这周的一半以上，我们尝试着去跟主耶稣连接在一起。
Tomorrow, meditating in His Word, praying, rejoicing, giving Him praise.
从明天开始，我们开始思想他的话语，然后呢，来与他同在。
The next habit that I want to encourage you to practice this week.Is stop complaining and start being grateful.
第二个是习惯，我想要请大家的，就是说，停止抱怨，然后开始感觉到开始有一种满足感。
I had that problem this morning.
我有一个今天早上我有一个问题。
When I woke up and I found out that the surgery didn't happen,
当我藏起来的时候，发现原来这个手术并没有完成。
I wanted to complain.
我想要抱怨。
Let's get this over with.
赶快让这个结束吧。
But you know, my heart was changed very quickly.
但是你知道吗？我的心变化得很快。
And my prayer changed, and it says, God, I'm grateful for the doctors, the nurses, the hospital, and everyone who's caring for her in a very special way.
然后我的祷告变成是，我感谢这个医生、护士，还有这个医院，能够好好的照顾我的太太玛莎。
One of the funeral services that I did yesterday.
在昨天的葬礼里面，我所进行的其中之一。
I had spent some time with the gentleman earlier before he passed away.
我其实跟一个男士能够在一起，在他过世之前。
I had talked to him about his life, about his family, his friends, and I said to him, "It's okay if you go home to be with Jesus."
然后我告诉这将去世的人有关于他的一生、他的家庭、他的生活的种种的。然后我告诉他说，这现在是没有问题的，你现在可以回去到天家。
After our visit, I said to him at the close, "I just want to offer a word of prayer for you."
然后在这结束在我跟他谈话之前，我跟他讲，我想为你祷告。
And as the pastor to my friend, I prayed.
成为我即使是我你的牧师，也是你的朋友，我来为你祷告。
And I prayed that God would continue to watch over him.
我祷告神会继续的看顾他。
I thanked God for his life.
我感谢神为他的生活。
And when I concluded the prayer,
当我在结束我的祷告的时候
，my friend with very little strength in his voice whispered to me, "I want to pray."
然后我这个即将去世的朋友，他用非常微弱的声音来告诉我，他也想祷告。
And his simple prayer was this.
然后他的简单的祷告是这样。
Lord, thy will be done.
神的功已经完成。
And just a few days later, he entered into the presence of the Lord.
然后过了几天之后，他就会与神同在。
You see, my friend was living the overflowing life.
然后这个弟兄他是生活在两种，一种是充满了重担，一种是
He had been walking with Jesus, and he was grateful for his life.
他曾经与神同在，一起同走，然后他也感谢神在他的一生当中所作所为。
Well, another thing that I would suggest to you is something that we ought to focus on.
另外一件事情我想提醒大家的是，大家必须要专注在某一件事。
Stop comparing with what other people have and be content with what you have.
不要去比较别人所拥有的，而是来想想你自己拥有了什么。
The Bible tells us to be content.
圣经告诉我们，我们必须要满足我们所拥有的。
It says envy will eat us up.
圣经上说呢，嫉妒会吃掉我们。
And the last habit that I would encourage you is simply this.
然后最后的一个行为，我要来鼓励大家的是
，Stop being stingy and be generous.
不要变成刺头，要变得很慷慨。
That's what will produce an overflowing life.
因为你放在刺头的时候，你就会成为一个不堪重负的一个人。
Do you trust Jesus that He's good all the time?
你相信神是永远是好的这个事吗
？Are you confident that He will supply your every need?
你能够很有信心的说神会供给你一切所需吗
？Then you can rejoice in the good news.
然后你就可以很高兴的来享受这个乐趣。
My cup is full and running over.
我的杯是满的，而且是溢出来。
Running over.
And full 一直溢出来。
Since the Lord saved me.
一直到神救我。
I'm as happy as can be.
我是如此的快乐，成为
overwhelmed or overflowing.
压力充满压力跟充满 福气。
In just a few minutes, we will have our closing prayer, and then there will be a time when you're going to be able to share in a service of communion.
在我们结束之后呢，你们将会有时间去在这个主日圣餐的时候来分享你们的生活。
In those moments of preparation, I pray that your prayer is, God, thank you for your goodness, and thank you for giving me an overflowing life.
在这个的祷告里面，我希望我们是给予的是感谢神，能够给我们这样的福杯满溢，能够给我一个很好的生活。
Let me remind you of this as you prepare for communion.
让我再提醒你，在我们进行这个主圣餐的时候。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经上写，罪的工价是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life.
然后呢，神是给你永生。
The Bible says all of us have fallen short.
神跟我们讲，我们所有人都是会缺乏的。
The Bible says that God loved us so much that He gave His Son.And that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
And 神告诉我们说，神爱我们，以至于将他的独生爱子献给我们，以至于我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
That is good news. That's the overflowing life.
这是一个非常好的消息，也是一个福杯满溢的一个信息。
God loved you so much.
神爱你。
That He put your name in the Bible.
And 他将你的名记载在圣经当中。
That whosoever will believe will have eternal life.
任何人如果相信他的人就会获得永生。
Brothers and sisters, that's for rejoicing.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是喜乐。
That's the overflowing life.
这个就是一个福溢满溢的一个生活。
The Bible says,And Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, and he speaks those words to us today. I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me.
在耶稣告诉我们在圣经上面跟他的门徒上面或者是告诉我们今天神是道路真理生命没有透过我是没有办法到永生的。
If you've never invited Jesus into your life, right where you're seated this very moment.
如果你从还没有邀请耶稣基督到你的生命的时候，这个当头是你可以做决定的。
You can pray this simple little prayer.
你可以做一个简单的祷告。
Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner.
神啊，我是一个罪人。
And I need you to forgive me of my sins.
我请求你来赦免我的罪。
Thank you for coming into my life and giving me eternal life.
感谢你来进到我的生命当中，给我永生。
And I say to you, brothers and sisters, welcome to the family of God.
我要告诉各位弟兄姊妹，欢迎来到神的家。
Maybe you've prayed that prayer hundreds of times.
也许你是这样的祷告已经好多次好多次数不清。
It's all about what God has provided us in order to give us an overflowing life.
但是这是关于到神的提供，提供我们永远不缺乏的。
Someday we're going to be in His presence.
有一天我们将会与他同在。
And we're going to live eternally.
然后我们将会活在永生当中。
Overwhelmed or overflowing?
一切重担或者是喜乐。
Amen.